The red and gold decorations are popping up everywhere. The train queues are getting long, and your parents are calling more often than before. The Chunyun period, a 40-day travel season in the lead-up to China's Spring Festival holiday, begins February 4, 2015, and it's time to start preparing for your journey home, along with over 3.4 billion others. Regional clusters of development are a major factor in the ever-increasing number of travelers during the Chunyun period leading up to the holiday, and are a result of migrant workers flocking to more affluent cities such as Guangdong, Shanghai, and Beijing for better opportunities. The 3.6 billion total passenger load in 2014 represented an increase of 200 million from 2013, and is exacerbated by the fact that the Spring Festival is usually the only chance workers are given to return to their hometowns every year. After you've prepared all the hongbao you're bringing home, your travel budget shapes the next trials you'll face. If you're lucky, you'll be searching for a relatively comfortable plane or bus ticket, albeit with heavily inflated prices and limited capacity. You may choose to drive your own car, hoping you don't get caught in mass traffic jams, despite the 2.3 million vehicles projected to pass through major cities like Shanghai per day in 2014, or treacherous weather that can include snow, freezing rain, and haze. But most likely, you will be among the 266 million people competing for the cheapest and most popular option, railway travel. Ticket buying is its own ordeal. Let's say you're one of the 268 million migrant workers who have limited access to digital technologies, according to the National Statistics Bureau. You will probably have to brave the 5 a.m. cold and a long wait at the ticket booths, though training sessions on how to book tickets in Shanghai or phoning up young volunteer initiatives organized through Weibo may help your chances. Even so, other travelers may have already snatched your tickets because the China Railway Corp's official booking website, 12306.cn, allows online ticket buyers to book 60 days in advance instead of 58 days like you, a move that highlights the inequalities perpetrated by the digital gap in the Chinese population. Even as a computer user, you may still be missing a ticket if the 300 million yuan website server fails or has technical difficulties and a plague of ticket scalpers scrounge up remaining seats. Using an unofficial plugin by websites such as Baidu, Ctrip, or Qihoo 360 to boost your chances can increase the risk of personal data being leaked by cyber attacks, and you'll be doing it all again for the return journey. On the bright side, there is at least one thing you can say to nosy relatives asking about your relationship status. Since you jumped through all those hurdles with your luggage, money, and life all intact, getting married and having children should be a breeze. For Taixing Online, this is Christina Guo.